And when the audio program that Rogério was on, he described that patient. And then, Rogério, you described a subsequent patient who had cavitation, and you stopped the bed at that point. And she's fine. She's
Absolutely, she's responding. She's doing very well because by then I had learned my lesson.
Roy?
I'm just concerned that Rogério mentioned he would stop the drug if the patient were having cavitation of their mass. I think that's a big problem if one practices that way, because that probably is evidence of response. And Alan, can you clarify? I thought your data were that cavitation before therapy correlated, but actually cavitation also correlates with a response. So these are questions. If this drug is going to go into practice and there's going to be a call to someone every time a tumor mass cavitates, I can show you a whole series of carboplatin patients whose tumors cavitate. So I think if that's going to be in the public perception, this is going to be a very hard regimen to bring to the common practice.
I actually remember calling Alan on this other patient you just mentioned and saying, you know, what do I do? And Alan actually said, well, in your case in particular, I would stop the drug. And I think I did exactly what I had to do. And if I were to see someone in my practice tomorrow or this week or this month who develops a cavitary lesion after one or two cycles of bevacizumab, especially if it's a proximal lesion like it was in that patient, I would still stop the drug.